or freedom, or trust in your body. Relaxing from the top down. First head, then neck. Then shoulders, arms, hands and wrists. Then relaxing even more into the back and the chest. Lower back. Legs and feet. Continue with our dynamic meditation. Continue with our journey to recognize the mindset increasing the positive momentum. Today's meditation will somehow answer the mindset of or the recognition of something I call dynamic positioning. Dynamic positioning. As you begin looking at this moment, and from this moment you recognize that your power as a human being is the ability to look at the past, at the present, and at the future. Your ability to look at it all at once. The ability to remember and plan into the future. Excellent. relax even more. And ask yourself that question. Where are you right now in your dynamic positioning? Are you in your past? Are you in your present? Are you in your future? Just ask that question and notice. As you relax even more, as you're guided even better, as you express that karmic energies into this physical plane, to this physical world, step by step, reflecting a greater and greater truth. Beautiful. Really remarkable to see how the energies change. How soothing it may be at times. How harsh. And how every single time, every single day, we become more and more we're more relaxed to accept this energy any way it comes our way. Sometimes it's harder, sometimes it's softer, sometimes it's more soothing, sometimes it's more challenging. But notice how with every day, with every moment, we become more and more accepting. And more free to express the true moment. Maybe a form of metamorphosis, a word that shows seamless integration. Almost something that genetics does in the body when we receive the genes from the mom and the dad. And then suddenly, seamless integration. There's a birth of the third. There's a seamless integration of our awareness of the past, present, and future as we define this moment. Recognizing that we are no longer bothered by the imperfections of the world around us. But hopefully we, step by step, moving forward to loving the imperfection seeing them as opportunity, seeing them as the uniqueness and individuality of each and every moment, each and every component, each and every person, each and every circumstance, each and every opportunity that they bring. Both to learn and know, and to be inspired by. You know, when a child is presented a box, he always wants to know what's inside. Always. When he's presented something flat, his face is up, he always, always wants to know what's below it on the bottom. Let us, with every moment, with every moment of challenge, every moment of joy, ask the question, what's behind it? What inspires it? And how does it inspire us? And then suddenly you see the positive in every moment, not because it is challenging or rewarding, but because you see its opportunity to inspire. Dynamic positioning today. What is in the past? What is in the present? What is in the future? That every moment brings. Where are we? Relax even more. Bring your smile. Bring your best smile. And let it go. Let this moment be. Forgive yourself. For judging your past. Or in the past. Still. For missing the moment. The now. Constantly missing. Forgetting its importance. For judging, being afraid of the future, or for choosing a simplistic future, if I may. For choosing a future with little change because it's safe. A little change, I mean, this is an interesting thought, maybe for an expansion of thought. When we say a little change here in meditation, we're not talking about physical change, because we always seek a future that's seemingly different, but yet exactly the same, because it has the same value system. The same value system as we have at this moment. And therefore, it's exactly the same. Relax into your moment. Into your movement. To your posture. Relax into the thought that comes and goes, or the many that are bombarding. Orderly or disorderly coming through the mind. Are you looking at your past? Are you looking at your present? Are you looking at your future? Are you living the metamorphosis moment of your dynamic position? Let's relax. Let it take you. And of course, the ultimate purpose of dynamic positioning is to be able to renew the perspective in which we are able to view the past, view the present, view the future, and experience the true nowness, now moment, as a metamorphosis of all moment in the now. You're doing very well. Let's listen to the energy. I'm going to raise the energy a little higher just for this moment. Wow. Doing well. Let the energy guide you. Recognize the power in that guidance. Accept the changes. Always, always look what's behind this moment, what inspires this moment, but more so, how does this moment inspires you? Dynamic position in that just as well. Another way of looking in that. As every moment has a role to play, and a very significant one, as we always say, not only as the individual moment, but even more so as a moment that is sequential, that allows, gives life for the moment before it, and inspires the moment just after. And its power to connect the past and the future. This moment has an incredible, incredible relevance and value, always. Again, dynamic position of each and every moment. To have a value greater than itself. Greater than its unique individualism. Oh, I know you understand. I know you can hear the energy that's coming. Hopefully soothing. And empowering. And challenging just enough for you to want more. Dynamic positioning. I want to thank you for being here today. I know it is that time. I want to thank you for being here today. Our dynamic positioning mindset, giving that positioning both our curiosity, our hope, and our attention, which are really a description of three different observation points. If you have a few more moments, please do stay with this energy a little bit longer. Otherwise, embody, internal it, and simply take it into your day. Empowering your dynamic position of every moment. My name is Eric Wildman. See you again real soon. Good luck to you.